Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller's first Crossroads Classic will go down in history as one he won't forget, beating ranked Notre Dame in overtime and seeing a great Bankers Life Fieldhouse Pro IU crowd. A special day for the Hoosiers.
Great environment to play. Played against a great team. And, you know, for our guys, I think start to see we're getting better. We have a lot of different guys stepping up, making big plays at big moments. And, you know, we never really felt that we were out of it in this one. Kind of hung through a really rough first half offensively. And then defensively, I thought our defense really kept us in it the whole time. We got stops when we needed to. And just, you know, winning plays, man. Sometimes it just takes a guy or two to step up, make a couple. I think Zach McRoberts, I think he could probably give him the MVP.
McRoberts grabbed 9 rebounds on the game, 7 of them offensive, none bigger than the one he grabbed when Juwan Morgan missed the second of 2 free throws, passing the ball back to Morgan for a dunk that gave the Hoosiers a 1-point lead and eventually a win. Juwan Morgan was awfully good in that game as well.
Well, Juwan really, you know, he's been our rock here for, you know, the early part of the season. He's doing it against really good teams, and he's doing it through foul trouble a lot of the time. But I think you see a guy that continues to have great confidence. We have great confidence in him, and he's really been big for us here as we've gotten through this 5-game stretch.
The junior hit 13 of 17 field goals, 8 of 11 from the free throw line, 11 rebounds, 34 points. That's a new Crossroads Classic record and Juwan Morgan's career best as well. Coach Miller and Hoosier fans were both happy to see Robert Johnson return. He hit 5 of 10 three-pointers and had 20 points to break out of his mini slump.
He was firing. It was eventually just a matter of time for a guy like him who works as hard as he is, has the attitude that he has. And we just got to get him to keep his feet in bounds here. Yeah, Rob's a big part. Had some big shots in this game.
Don't forget In the Zone tonight at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Reflecting back on Saturday's win over Notre Dame, the ranked Fighting Irish taken out by the Hoosiers in the Crossroads Classic at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Coach Archie Miller was proud of his team's effort defensively and rebounding in their 80-77 overtime victory.
I thought our guys really locked in on a week of preparation. It's nice to practice and be able to stay up on some of the key things that they did. I thought we took some of the things that they like to do away. But at the end of the day, it was going to come down to being able to stop Colson, being able to stop Farrell. And those guys are really hard to deal with. And I thought our team, for the most part, was in sync defensively. Clearly, you're playing against a good offensive team that puts pressure on you. You're not going to shut them out. But for the most part, I thought our defense was hanging in there. And I've been feeling that way, you know, I think since the Iowa game. The last 3 games in particular, there's a concerted effort to continue to play through mistakes and keep playing hard and not worrying about things. And I think, you know, as we got done with today's game, we'll watch the film. And like I told them, we got a very quick turnaround. We play IPFW. And to me, that's the most important game that we can play right now. Our offense wasn't very good in the first half, and then our offense let us down a little bit in the second. But our defense continued to hang in there. We were able to get some huge stops, especially about the 4-minute mark when we were, I think, maybe 2-possession game there in the last way. But to be able to get it to overtime, you saw an energized group, and I thought we really believed we were going to win the game.
The Hoosiers knocked out the Irish in Indianapolis and won the battle on the glass.
Well, yeah, they're a veteran team. They don't offensive rebound as much. It's not really their thing, so sometimes the rebound margin may seem a little bit bigger. But I did think we got huge second shot opportunities in this game. I think, you know, Zach was unbelievable on the glass. He kept us in the first half, got us a couple second half clearly with some really big ones. And then Duron, Juwan, Freddie, those guys that were able to get minutes in the second half continued to go. And proud of our guys. You know, rebounding was a big statistic in this game, as was taking care of the ball. And being able to rebound them +9 is probably a big reason why we hung in.
Quick turnaround for Indiana. Fort Wayne at the Assembly Hall tonight at 8 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.